FM.
Vrátím se a chtěl bych rád
prýst. This is the late 1960s Czech rock band Blue Effect. They're still going and have just brought out a new box set of their collected works. In a few moments, we'll be meeting the band's leader, Radim Hladík. But first...
No, přijedem do Prahy a pánečku, bum, Rusové, tak už jsem se nevrátil.
A trailer for a new documentary entitled Miloš Forman, Co tě nezabije, or What Doesn't Kill You. It's by another Miloš, Miloš Schmiedmeier, and offers an overview of the Oscar-winning director's career and life, including intimate scenes of Forman at home with his young family. He also discusses the deaths of his own parents in Nazi concentration camps, in a moving scene recorded at the former Terezín ghetto. Just ahead of the film's premiere recently, Miloš Schmiedmeier explained the origin of the documentary's title.
To je takové přísloví, co tě nezabije, to tě posílí. A on...
There is a saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And when you consider that as a small boy he lost his dad and later his mother and had to toughen up much younger than other boys. Then he was kicked out of an elite boarding school in Poděbrady. He had to find strength within himself. He says, for instance, that Eastern European directors achieved more in the US than, say, French directors, because a Czech emigre could not go home. He had to succeed. Otherwise he was in trouble.
Emigroval Čech, tak on musel uspět, jinak to bylo špatně.
Of course, Miloš Forman did succeed in the US, and how? After helping define the Czech new wave with the likes of Loves of a Blonde and The Fireman's Ball, it didn't take him too long to adapt to Hollywood, where he scored big hits with movies such as One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus, becoming one of the most successful filmmakers of his era. He's also a wonderful storyteller, recounting numerous events in his life with great animation in the new documentary.
No to je skvělý, protože on vlastně, když mu řeknete jakou historku nebo o jaký moment vám jde, tak on...
It's just great. If you mention a story to him, he's able to tell it really well. In the same way, he's able to tell a story in a film. It's got a point, it's got some drama. He's actually an actor and he enjoys it. From a documentary maker's point of view, it isn't possible to use a voiceover, because even the greatest voiceover, read by the greatest actor, is never as good as Forman himself. That means you're working with length, and you can't just cut one of his stories by a couple of sentences. So you're fighting the clock, but it's worth it, because you have the feeling that you're spending those 2 hours with him in a cafe or at his house, and he himself is telling you stories.
A že vám to vypráví. On sám osobně.
Miloš Forman is now 77 years old. His last feature was Goya's Ghosts from 2006. This year he released the Czech language film A Walk Worthwhile, though that was essentially a recording of a stage production. He was reported to be making a new film based on a novel about the Munich crisis with the screenplay by Václav Havel. Miloš Schmiedmeier says that appears to have fallen through.
No, vím, jaký byly jeho plány, protože Pathé, což je dneska...
I know what his plans were, because Pathé, which I think is today a British-French company, offered him the job of making The Ghost of Munich. But now they're saying they don't have the money. As to how much they're lacking, they aren't answering. Forman has some experience of this kind of thing, so he doesn't believe it will be made. Also, of course, for the English and the French, that subject is still a bit taboo, because I don't think they're all too happy about the Munich Agreement.
The documentary Miloš Forman, What Doesn't Kill You, is out now in the Czech Republic. Also out now is a box set of all 7 studio albums released by the Czech rock band Blue Effect between 1969 and 1989, as well as a new compilation of singles and bonus tracks. The group's leader, Radim Hladík, is perhaps the greatest Czech guitarist of the rock era. At the launch of the box set recently, Hladík, who's now 64, spoke about various aspects of the band's history, and what the future holds.
My jsme byli v tom soukolí toho vývoje těch 60. let.
We were closely involved in developments at the end of the 1960s. Our first album, Měsíc, was a rock record, and everything went really quickly. The studio where we recorded it was in an archbishop's palace, which the communists had confiscated from the church. There was a kind of spiritual feeling there. It was a great place to record. I think the CDs in the box set give a good sense of the development of our style. Then everything was alive. Now it's all retreads.
Není jakoby vývoj, no. Tenkrát to žilo, dneska se to opakuje. Část kapely si byla přesvědčena.
Part of the group always believed that English went better with rock music, which I think too. But I also say that if the lyrics are going to be really good and express feelings, then the singer should express himself in his mother tongue. And our English lyrics in those days were really dumb and bad. So you should sing in English abroad, but it's better to use Czech here.
Tady myslím je lepší čeština. Předtím blues, takový rhythm and blues to byl, i když rhythm and blues dneska je...
We started out as blues, rhythm and blues, although today rhythm and blues means something else entirely. We were forced to incorporate jazz elements because of the regime here. Jazz was allowed when rock wasn't. We kind of zigzagged in the middle ground between both. The communists also forced us to change our name from Blue Effect to Modrý Effect. That's what it was like here then.
To prostě taková doba tady byla, no. Je to zúčtování s určitou...
Our box set is a kind of settling of accounts with a certain stage. I'm still looking to the future, though, and hopefully I'll do something new yet. We play a lot of gigs these days, really a lot. It's mostly in smaller clubs, but I have to say I don't like listening to artificial studio albums. I like live music, live CDs and DVDs, so I believe more in close contact with the audience. I think it means more.
To mi přijde cennější.
Blue Effect frontman Radim Hladík, ending that edition of The Arts and our program for today. From me, Christian Falvey, and all of us here at Radio Prague, we thank you for listening and we wish you the best.